Thank you and good afternoon. After receiving complaints about drug sales activity at an apartment complex, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant in the 2900 block of B Street. During a search of the apartment, detectives located 4.5 ounces of cocaine and over 3 pounds of processed marijuana packaged for sale. Eureka residents Gregory Frank, Sean Scherer, and Matthew Casagrande were arrested and booked into county jail for possession and possession for sale. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher has been chosen, along with 5 other Cal State University presidents, to receive the 2015 Trailblazer Award, an award that recognizes the achievements and leadership of women in academics. This is the first time that a group of 6 has won the award. Rosbacher became the 7th president of Humboldt State in July of 2014 and became the first woman president in the university's history. She is also the first female geologist to become a university president in North America. Rosbacher and the other recipients will be recognized at the Legacy of Leadership Award Ceremony April 27th in Los Angeles. Salary information for special districts are now available online. Dan Squire has more.
Last week, State Controller Betty Yee announced that salary information for special districts is now available at the state website, bythenumbers.gov. And now even more detailed information regarding special districts is available. Residents can access information for more than 4,800 special districts, including liabilities, expenditures, and fund balances going back 11 years. ByTheNumbers.gov has become a one-stop shop for fiscal information for cities, counties, and now special districts. Information that can be easily accessed by the public.
Thank you, Dan. People who have supported open and accessible internet and internet connections are celebrating the ruling by the FCC that will protect open internet, which is also known as net neutrality. Sean McLaughlin, director of Access Humboldt, has been a prominent supporter of net neutrality and took a trip to Washington, D.C. to attend an open meeting held by the FCC. McLaughlin said in a statement that today's actions by the FCC were indeed historic and very heartening. The FCC ruling will allow local government to develop their own broadband internet service without interference from major cable and internet service providers, as well as protect consumers from having service hindered by those companies. In addition, mobile data service for smartphones and tablets are being placed under the new rules as well. In a few weeks, the Discovery Museum will move to its permanent home at 6th and G Streets in Eureka. On Saturday, the museum will host its annual fundraiser, and that means people will dress in costumes and leap into the Humboldt Bay as part of the perilous plunge. The plunge takes place at the foot of F Street at 10 o'clock, and it's the museum's primary annual fundraiser. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today, the city of Eureka released their official numbers for proposed speed limit changes on 15 streets in Eureka. In early December of 2014, the Eureka City Council approved changes to lower the speed limit on multiple streets throughout the city. The ordinance changing those speed limits will be introduced at the March 3rd council meeting, with adoption scheduled for March 17th. The changes will be applied to streets such as Booner Street, 7th and H Streets, Myrtle and Harrison Avenues, along with H and I Streets. The investigation into the theft of at least 20 firearms is currently underway, as deputies discovered an open gun safe in the 3500 block of Bryceland and Redway. Deputies met with the victim and claimed that anywhere from 20 to 30 firearms were stolen sometime between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Among those firearms included shotguns, handguns, and deer hunting rifles. No suspects have been identified in the incident. Phil Crandall announced Thursday that he will retire from the director position of the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services, effective January of 2016. Crandall has served that position for 30 years and announced his retirement in a department newsletter. Crandall said he will work with current senior staff on the transition and to help the department prepare for the changes ahead. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.